Yes, you will see the one of our Katonda.
Praise Jesus, my children of God.
How
have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your life? You can greet of your neighbor.
And
wish them the
best.
Which come from the living God.
The
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And they are sent
by armies of angels to serve us.
As promised is in
Hebrews 1:13-14. Angels are spirit sent to serve those inherit salvation. Say that you prove you inherit salvation, that you can be served with the angels.
So
they only serve those to inherit salvation, those to inherit the kingdom of heaven, those to go back home in heaven. Those alone are what angels serve.
The
reason many seasons back, they have not been serving unto people and unto the church. Because not many of those
are
in different churches, those
who
are to inherit salvation.
Not
many of those had a way of getting home back in heaven because of the word they get, which is not of life. But we are highly blessed. God now holds much hope in us to get back home in heaven. And
yes,
the proof we shall inherit salvation. Reason why he sent his angels to serve us now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
We
don't want any more waiting. We move on to see schemes of Satan. Satan's schemes against God and his church.
Or
against God's people. Praise Jesus so much. We head on to the second part. And we still see the third reason. Why God sent Apostle Martin Luther in the 1517 to create the Protestantism. Salvation which arose then.
To protest
against Catholicism and other religions which had arisen. Those which appeared as if they were on Christ Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now this is the second part of the third reason. The 95 phases. They were built on these three major reasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
reason we look at
that
in those eras up today, Catholicism had installed and it had indulged itself in selling things and possessions in the gathering of the saints or in the church or in the synagogue. The thing the Lord Jesus had just fought in the Pharisees. When he sent Apostle Martin Luther, he began to protest against that way. What surprises in the 1800s, then Protestantism had already fallen from salvation
and
become the Church of England or of any nation where it is. But we don't fail to say there is a foundation without a reason.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. They
said
that they sold those things for the purpose of building the church. And Catholics began to raise and to collect different things to sell them when they have gathered. To be able to gather money to build the St. Peter Basilica at Vatican as the biggest church. But that too was wrong. Even the church meant to be built were meant to be children of God. And they added on another portion of money, which they call the purgatory money, or the money of the purgatory. And they say, if you often give out that money, and you die when you have sins, there is a place they take you to, in the place which is near to heaven, or to next thing to heaven, that when you left there, you straight go on into heaven. That place purgatory, praise Jesus, and they take you there, punish you a little and reduce the sins of the money you've offered before. Now we saw those reasons from yesterday, and we ended as we are seeing John 2 verses 14 and down. We want to move on starting right from there, to move on, discover that reason of the business in the church, whether it's acceptable or not. The truth is not acceptable, even though in salvation today where we are, that which began in 1800 from America, and it was getting renewed. In the 1900, we had already begun to fall. As we enter 2000,
a
great church business had enrolled within the church.
But
salvation has remained salvation, and the rightful one is existing. And we call all of them to come to salvation. Of the truth. Let's read in the John chapter 2, the verse 14. John chapter 2 from verse 14.
Nasanga muyeka mukunganiro abatunde ente nendiga namaiba nabawanyise feza nga batudde.
You hear what the Lord Jesus found before those who are selling cattle, and have entered with them in the synagogue, in the gathering of the saints. I don't know whether they were still holy as I speak. Righteousness is given you for believing the word of God. Holiness is given you for moving on to do it every day.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But if you've given up on it, don't expect you'll be given righteousness and holiness.
If
those selling sheep, those selling the cows, and those exchanging money, and the Forex Bureau was in his church, and they had put a table for it there. This day we showed you the trick of the modernized Forex Bureau in the church. And they tell you, bring this amount of money, God will restore you in this amount of money. And the con man of Satan moves on to be like that. When the Lord Jesus entered the synagogue, that is the temple of the church, then the shadow temple, that represented us who we are to be coming to be in the temple of God.
You
found in there, there is business moving on. Just as you hear the gospels of this age, and it's filled of business, someone ends up preaching and coming the finances of the world. We've not refused.
There
are things we need in this life and in serving God, but it wasn't sent to us as a gospel. But some of the advice, what we give people under the sun, those in the scriptures of truth, and they seek the kingdom of God and righteousness, and we promise them what they need, God will add them to them. In the way of obeying the commands, laws, and judgments, and then whatever they touch, it is a blessing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you move on in John, he says this. John chapter 2, verse 15.
Nafula emigwa olukoba, n'abagoba bonna mu yekaalu, n'endiga, n'ente, naiwe feza, n'abawanyise feza, n'avunika embawo zaabwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Our Lord Jesus,
you
find the shadow temple of God, that it was the building. He changed and put the temple in us. He found them moving on with different type of businesses. And as we just saw, the Pharisees and the Sadducees,
and
those days who appeared as if they were the living God, yet they shifted from the foundation of salvation. The Savior himself came on the world and he found them in such things of business.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
when the Lord put salvation on the world, remember in all our study we've been looking at, it entered at Rome in the Gentiles. And it spent there 312 years. And it was thrown down. The spirit of Satan, which is the form of the beast. And for the right Christ and his church, his saints, to make itself an image, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church, which caused many religions to arise, those which attached themselves to Christ Jesus. Now in 312,
Roman Catholic Church,
the Roman Catholic Church, the image of Rome, and it restored the church business. It restored
the
business in what they call church. And
they
totally scorned the one who commanded us not to do business in the house of God.
Now, many
things appeared and were intended to fight Christ. By those, we looked at, because of falling of salvation then, there arose Islam in 583, to reach in 609, through the one called Prophet Muhammad. It happened because salvation had been weakened. And even the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, it was no more preached. Yet Islam too was business and merchandise. And it spread nations. In 1517,
this
is when God sent Apostle Martin Luther to begin Protestantism. Salvation which arose then to fight all the falsehoods. And the reasons he gave him are one of those we are seeing.
So,
those reasons are 95 reasons. But they came out of the three we are studying now. And we look at the third reason of the business in the church, or in the saints of God, in the house of God. Praise Jesus so much. Even though that salvation arose in the 1517, it was known as Protestantism. Friend, it moved for some time to reaching 1800, and
it
totally fell and got destroyed. And God entered in America to arise salvation again. But as we reached 1900, right from America, things had begun to totally
pop up.
As we entered 2000, I tell you, salvation was totally being phased out.
And
the thing we get is fake, is not real salvation. Just as we are going to move on to here.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. Pray God just business.
And
showed everything had its seasons and times. And he said, let business be done outside. When we come together, let's focus on the gathering of the saints. And he showed us the teaching meant to be happening among us. We can be taught how we can work outside.
Yet,
not accepted to bring that business in among us and reach it to consume the human heart. When he moves on to say in John, he says this in the John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 16.
N'agamba abali batunda amayiba nti mujewo ebintu bino muleme okufula nyumba ya kitange nyumba eyobuguzi.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ngirebe tukimanyi.
Those that we know it,
nga yekalu yalagibwa Musa.
That the temple which was shown to Moses,
era kabaka Solomon yazimba mu Yerusalem.
King Solomon built in Jerusalem.
Yali kisikirize ekyeri n'okubeera mu ffe.
The shadow of the temple meant to be in us.
Yatandikira mu mubiri gwa Kristo.
That which began in the body of Christ Jesus.
Era na ye yagamba niwakubadde mu kisikirize ekyo.
He too said, though in that shadow,
mwali temwetaaga mbogozi.
You not needed to have business in it.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
Wano wenkuwera magezi ng'oluganda.
Where I advise you as a brethren in the Christ Jesus by the Spirit of God. If God refused business in the shadow temple,
the
church, which is the shadow, that which was the building, how more in the original temple, you yourself, will he accept business within you?
Worships
your heart
as
all the time you are in business.
If
though you preach the gospel, you are getting in business. No way you can focus heaven and business consumed you. Let's repeat this verse over here. John chapter 2, verse 16.
N'agamba abali batunda amayiba nti mujewo ebintu bino muleme okufuula ennyumba ya kitange ennyumba ey'obuguzi. Onyole 17. Abayigirizwa be ne bajjukira nga kyawandiikibwa nti obujja bw'ennyumba yo bulindya.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abayigirizwa bajjukira mu kyawandiikibwa mu Zaburi.
Disciples remembered what's written in the Psalms.
Kitegeeza ono gwe baali boogeye yali ayogera.
The one who spoke.
Ono Mukama waffe Yesu azze.
The Lord Jesus was come.
Obujja bw'ennyumba yo bulindya.
That the zeal of his house will consume me.
Ekigambo kiriwo ekyo abooluganda.
What is this, brethren? This temple, in those days it was the shadow temple of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. To reach when he built the 1 or 3 days. But the 1 or 3 days he put in us, he decided to honor both of those.
Yes, you ever see when you
praise Jesus so much. The shadow temple.
All
that called the synagogue now. Together with the house, he restored the original one of the 3 days.
Moves to
the body of Christ in your body.
You
say that temple is not meant to be for business. Shouldn't be consumed with the desires of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He moves on to tell us this. John chapter 2, verse 18.
Awo Abayudaaya ne baddamu ne bamugamba nti kabonero ki? Kabonero ki? Kotwolesa akakukoza bino.
Yesu
praise Jesus so much.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Abaya namulo ebyokuwakanira ennyumba
ekisiikirize. After he had continued to stop business in the shadow temple.
Yekizimbe.
Of the building.
Ne bamubuuza.
And they asked him.
Akabonero akamukoza.
What sign makes him do that?
Ajewo buyinza.
Oh yeah, where has he gotten authority?
Obusingo bwa bakabona ababikiriza
above the priests who believe in it. What sign can he make to show he has that authority? For the high priest and the those business in the church. It's like today. There are those who ask us what authority we hold above those who have been before us. Who are you to refuse things like those? Prophet, pastors, inspector, general,
his lordship, the bishop.
His lordship, the bishop. Have we got an authority? How comes
they
don't
speak?
We have priests.
We never power.
We have popes.
Why do
you speak over this? Even Jesus was asked this.
He
told them to first give them a sign. And the sign he gave them
is to check
the temple he has just fought for.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus.
Told
them I've just fought for it. But you break it down. I built the one of 3 days. The problem which was that the Shalom Temple, the building, presents this body of ours, the body of death. The shallow body which never lives forever. Yet that he was going to raise up. It's that original church which is everlasting. That's why when he beat him, the shadow temple was being torn apart. I don't know if you understood that trick. Have you seen it? They beat him, yet they were beating the shadow temple. The right Christ to enjoy those amazing words. And
you
see the right Christ and his church. And the false Christ and his churches.
Here,
sample you for your heading on there.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Let's move on to John 2. We hear. They asked him a sign. Which makes him just business from the church.
John 2,
verse
19.
Now it is finished.
He
just fought for it.
This
is the house of my father.
Don't
make it the house of business.
For
it's for worship.
Now they
ask him the sign.
No.
He tells them.
Now,
what I've just fought for, break it down.
You
destroy it and to build mine for 3 days. There was a riddle which has failed us in this world. What temple were they meant to break?
Down?
The question is, why is it when it was being beaten? The shadow temple was being torn apart. They didn't realize it. That this body we are into, this of flesh, they had made for it a shadow temple which appeared like it. Just as you see, we had a heart of a rock. Even the laws he wrote them on of stone, which they put in the ark of the covenant.
Yes, he was waiting.
Praise Jesus.
We
shall be in information as his secrets.
It will
never be heard under the sun. Yet they are written in the scriptures of truth. In the Bible, the Holy Book. And the promise of the New Testament is saying, first change your hearts, give you hearts of flesh. And then I will write the laws on it inside you. Secrets there. They are amazing. But I want you to hear briefly of them here as you prepare yourself.
And
what you understand is one thing. That the temple,
the temple
became a synagogue.
For
the rightful church had been manifest. Remember, it's what existed before of the body of heaven. Before Adam died,
we've
taken away the body of heaven. There wasn't a temple to worship from. Everywhere you were just worshiping and praising. That's why he said, I have to restore them back in spirit and truth.
If you
no more worship in Jerusalem, neither on the mountains. Where two, three gather of my sake, and I'm in their midst.
So
I want us to look at this business.
And
just from the Shabbat temple, yet just from you,
the
real church which came in place.
Protestantism
brought it back in their seasons. Salvation which had risen. And it failed to understand it deeper. And they failed. John 2:20.
Awa Bayudaya ne boogera nti yeekaalu eno yazimbirwa emyaka 46. Now, what is in bed enough, Satu?
The Jews told him, but you, madness is on this man.
He's
just fought for this temple. And he said, it's of his father. And he said, shouldn't be business within it. Business and things like those. And now he says we break it. He builds the one of 3 days. The madness troubling him.
We
built it for 46 years. He is speaking of the temple of 3 days.
Problem.
The things Jesus spoke, they were in an amazing wisdom. They did realize that the temple, as it was given Moses,
he
as King Solomon built it. In the first Kings, chapter 6,
it
was a shadow of our bodies of flesh. Now, they didn't know. He commanded them to break the temple. That's where the problem was. Will never tell us. Nothing which was hidden, that which was concealed, it will not be exposed in the light, and it's known openly. Let's move on with John.
John chapter 2, verse
21. Praise Jesus. After he raised up, they believed it.
You know,
Jesus was speaking.
So
let them break the temple. And he built it for 3 days.
He entered
to chase those in the shadow temple. And the scripture, the zeal of his house will consume. Disciples remember
it,
but they didn't believe it.
When
spoke that destroy for 3 days, they didn't believe it. When they raised up, they believed it.
All
these things we speak like today.
Today
you don't believe them, yet you see them
hearing.
When they will come to pass, you will believe them. There are people like those. You are always there.
Even
the few small things. began to finish building here and we said we had to break this place. Father said, now. You heard the brother Derek how he says. When he spoke of the car, he began to wonder what we are talking of. Some of you still, we don't argue against you. You are free to hang there, wait things to happen. If they will not take you when you're still in doubtings and they take you out of the body.
They find you
snatching from the body. When you still wait to believe this, when they have happened, when they take you out with doubts before God, it's nothing good you have to get before Him.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
But
disciples were able to believe
in
it after He raised up in 3 days. And He says, He spoke of the temple of His body. Still, there's another thing.
They
did understand well. This, they beat Him and committed up His spirit
out.
And the temple was torn apart. Itself was torn apart. What is this about?
How
long the body we beat in this temple? Now he raises with another body. That's the new church. There are some of the sacred things prevailing. Now they have never been known. And I know you'll hear them from the new generation. Coming from the new generation. Let's briefly read the Luke 23. Verses
47.
Luke chapter 23 from verse 46.
Awo Yesu nayogera n'eddoboozi ddene n'agamba nti, Kitange, nteeka omwoyo gwange mu mikono gyo. Bwe yamala okwogera ekyo n'awaayo bulamu. Olwana mu omusanvu, awo omwami ow'ekitongole bwe yalaba ekibaddewo n'atendereza Katonda ng'agamba nti, mazima ono abadde muntu mutuukirivu. Olwana mu omunaana, n'ebibiina byonna ebyali bikuŋŋaanya okwerolera, bwe baalaba ebibaddewo ne baddayo nga beekuba mu kifuba. Olwana mu omwenda, n'emikwano gye gyonna n'abakazi abaava naye Galilaaya ne bayimirira wala nga balaba ebyo.
Praise Jesus.
Anjagala funa kiri kyano kakira kiri mu yokwana.
44.
Luke 23 from verse 44.
Awo budde bwali butuuse esawa nga mukaaga ne wabe ekizikiza ku nsi yonna okutuusa esawa mwenda. Olunyolwana mu ettaano, enjuba obutayaka n'ejjigi ery'omu yeekaalu ne liyulikamu wakati. Olwana mu mukaaga, awo Yesu n'ayogera n'eddoboozi ddene n'agamba nti, Kitange, teeka omwoyo gwange mu mikono gyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ejjigi ery'omu yeekaalu lyayulika.
The curtain of the temple was torn apart.
Waliwo n'ekiri mu Yokaana.
There's nothing John. Even the temple was destroyed. It got a crack. It got destroyed.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus. The problem which was there,
omubiri gwa Kristo
ogw'ennyama gwe yayambala
mu Yokaani 14 bwe mubiri era ogulinga ogwaffe
Yesu
yebazibwe
naye
nga gwali prezentingawo yeekaalo eyo yalinganga erepresentinga omubiri
gwaffe
era ebaakuba omubiri gwa Kristo
ogwasayasa
bwe baamukomerera ku musaalaba
ejjigi
ne likola ki neriyulikamu erya yeekaalo
and the curtain of the temple was torn apart
era bagamba
and they say
nti n'ekisenge ne kiyulika
even the wall cracked
ekya yeekaalo
of the temple
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye waliwo ekyamaawo.
The secret there.
Tujja okwongera okulaba mu Kristo mutuufu ne kanisa
ye. We shall see, move on, see in the right Christ in this church.
Wabula tuleeseemu ensonga eno katono.
Brought briefly out this issue.
Mutegere nti mu yeekaalo bbiri temwetaaga kuba mbuguzi.
And understand that the two temples, there shouldn't be business in them.
Tugambye bwe tuti.
We said this.
Eryafuuka ekkuŋŋaaniro.
That which became a synagogue.
Tulina kuleta mbuguzi.
We should have brought business in it.
Awe tukuŋŋaaniranga ffe ekkanisa ya ddala.
Where we gather we as the real church.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga okusooka byonna.
First and foremost.
Katonda saamu ekitiibwa ekkuŋŋaaniro lya watukuvu.
God honors the synagogue of the saints.
Era njagala owandike ku kigambo
ekyo. And I want you to write over those words.
Kusaamu ekitiibwa ekkuŋŋaaniro lya watukuvu.
Honoring the synagogue of his saints.
Okusinziira mu Isaiah sura yokona.
According to Isaiah chapter 4.
Olunyiri olw'omukaaga.
Verses 6. Olunyolo mukaga era walibawe wema okuba kisikirize emisana eri olubugumu nokuba ekiddukiro era okwekwekebwa eri kibuyagane nkuba
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
Walibawe wema
there will be a tent
obaje tuite kungalo lero
synagogue today
nayo bwali bonabbi
but that was a prophecy
obunabbi obo
that prophecy
batukira kuna kuno kama wafu Yesu
came to pass on the day the Lord Jesus when he changed the temple from the temple the shallow temple of the building get into the saints of God praise Jesus
on
that day
ekizimbe kyafuuka weema
the building became a synagogue
ekkuŋŋaaniro
the synagogue
naye katonda okusinira ku bunnabbi bwe yali yasuubiza mu
Isaayasulaeneyogonaagamba
nti walibeerawo weema
weema
yeriba ebayambako
okuwona
omusana
kuwona
enkuba
okuwona
olubugumu
n'empewo
naye nga jjukira lya tugambye tusi kati olw'okuvanyuma lwa yeekaalu eno empya etambulira mu ffe
after the new temple moving in us
yali agambye tusobola okuŋŋaanira wonna wetwagadde
he said we can gather everywhere we want
oba mu muti
whether under the tree
naye n'agamba kale muteekewo okwo weema
let's put just the tent and the synagogue
ekkuŋŋaaniro
synagogue
era lisobola obayambako singa enkuba
ebeerezaomusana
singa gubeera
gwasi
ebbugumu bwe liyitirira ennyo
wabwe
era empewo bweyitirira
omanyi
ayagala tubeere nga tuli mu mirembe
atuyise
fenna abakoye n'abazitowereddwa ate nga tayagala tuteeka mu
kuzitowererwa
kati singa teyatulagira zimba
kuŋŋaaniroinga
tuli mu
empty space environment
owulira ensiri
kwabaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa they eat. I no more understand why they teach. And he said, you make a stand. And he said, it will put his glory on it. For when he comes from verse 5,
he
speaks of the glory he puts on it. Isaiah 4, verse 5.
Era Mukama alitondera ku buli nyumba ey'olusozi Sayuni ekire n'omukka emisana n'okumasa amaso k'omuliro ogwaka ekiro.
Yes, it was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga waggulu ku kiti, kubanga waggulu ku kitiibwa kyonna kulibaako ekiritimbibwako. Olunyolo omukaaga.
Yes, it was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agamba nga bwe yakola abaana ba Isirayiri.
He said as he did to the children of Israel. As they came from Egypt.
Malaika yabeerangawo mu mpagi y'ekirembisa.
Angel was the pillar of cloud in the day.
Okukuuma obusisira bwabwe bwonna.
To watch over all their tents.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naga ati biro by'okubanga atutandise ozimba amakungaani.
And he said, era when we begin to build synagogues.
Oba eziyitibwa weema.
Which are called tents.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus.
Era ajja kwongera okubanga ateekayo malayika oyo.
He will be putting that angel.
Malayika abeerawo emisana, malayika Michael.
Angel Michael is there during day in the pillar of cloud.
Abatambira ku mbalasi enjeru.
Those moving on the white horses.
Ate ekiro.
And in the night.
Okuteekayo malayika ow'omuliro.
He putting there the angel of fire. In the pillar of
fire.
Even his glory to surround that place.
To give
angels and the Holy Spirit be present around.
So chitegeza.
Now it means. Even the synagogue or temple alone.
It
is
honored
by God.
Now,
how can we refuse?
Yes, so lwaki tukugamba jjako essimu yo ngaokutudde okunga nditeeke mu
silent erimu
okuleekaanaleekaana tokwata ssimu
ate
nga tukuŋŋaanye okutabulatabula ekibiina bwe tuba nga tetukuŋŋaanye ng'obadde oli muno
wekka ate
tokwata ssimu n'oddamu kugamba alo bana gye muliyeyo mugye baleko.
You don't speak that here.
Tumala ge makula makula.
Don't just begin to do funny things here.
Ukwata ntebe ozisanze ziri tegekedwa
bwoji. Yes, you found them ordered.
Ozifula kifula nenge
ozireka bwoji. Look elsewhere and you leave them like that.
Odugaza wotu dino maraga
tiyo. That is where you sit and you leave all your dust right there and you move on.
Manyibu ogamba.
You know how you say?
Nino wama kunganiro.
This is the synagogue.
Katikato natachi abisamo
yu jiwa. Now God no more honors
us.
We are the temples. Who tell you that?
Your
table where you eat poopoo is where you do poopoo on. If even at your home you have order,
more
where food prepares the food of the saints where we eat on his table, where there is the pulpit of God.
So
now don't be surprised. Even a curse which reached you for playing within this environment. But may God have mercy on you and forgive you. For he has revealed you that word. There is another one never minds as they carry on the souls where they have gathered. After we've started all, God is going to implement the ants.
Yes, we have
praise
with
Jesus so much. I've reserved like 10 minutes. And there's a vision our brother gave us from Abu Dhabi. He works in the Saudi Arabia.
He got the vision.
And God has chosen us for playing within this place. And playing within things we study.
And
going as we are studying, we are out there eating chapati and lolex out there. And sitting outside when sessions are moving on. That you are not praising, you are always outside. And what brought you is the word. But you've turned against the word not to act upon it. What pray tells you to worship and still to praise the Lord.
Now,
I don't prove whether it's what brought you for your refused worship and praise. Why do we have
to suffer?
You know, in the shrines they don't joke from there.
era ne wogeza wetuza tuza
simanyi
okumula kumula
emizimu demons can beat you no. Even changing the posture
nogeza oyisa gasi
you dare begin to do the things in the shrines you begin to do your partings out there. We don't say here this like that. But it's not a good character. You begin to you do your partings amongst us. If you feel the situation, you want to relieve yourself, you move out. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember one day we were still out there. We were in the shrines. And one person began to mess up the atmosphere. Demons began to... Who is that one? Who is doing that funny thing here? I took one pieces, take it to the charms. Let's be holy in all actions.
Everything,
do it in its time and its place.
Yes,
Jesus. Praise Jesus. Do it in its time and in its place. You can't get a place. You begin to mess up the atmosphere and environment. Let's leave that. We are moving on. But we're showing you why God refuses business to be done in the synagogue. Even if it's eating. You buy your eating as we study in the congregation, you are eating among us.
There
are some of you come with your chewing gums among us.
You
chew your chewing gum. Another is on the WhatsApp. We studied there on the WhatsApp. They are sending postings.
Did
you know what brought you? Now you scorn Ecclesiastes 3. Everything has its time and season.
Many
times you are there not knowing how we are to carry on with life.
Are
some people come with gadgets of working on themselves. They
sit
together with their mirrors. They begin to get out their high pencils and they write on their lashes. That's why I told them in Isaiah 3, 16 and down, cut off their bones and remove their hair. That's why you have now artificial hair. Isaiah 3, 16 and down. Others are smelling and many things.
When
we study, you get out your spray, you spray in your armpits.
Spoken briefly,
when your right person is checked, you shall restore it much. Here we showed you why God refused business in the synagogue. And even that he built for 3 days moving in us. He moved on just that business out of it. Even though those who came before us understood one standard. That business did not made in the general synagogue where he
came.
Even the one he built of the 3 days. And that is you. Still this business he chested out of it. He said you have to just say if God wills, we shall go do business in the city and we come back.
I'm going to say that
I'll come back.
kale katulabe kwate ku kitiibwa.
Now let's see of the glory of the church, this latter church, which is us, the saints of God, how it to the refused business be done in it.
We see
the glory of the latter church, his saints, how refused enter business within us. We remain working in this world, and business exists, but prove it never consumes your heart. And the word is spoke basically in Matthew 6,
31-33.
It showed us how we ourselves can fight not to reach business within us to reaching a point of being worried. And you're there, you're consumed of business. And you reach that even the gospel you desire to be preached.
Financial
gospel that if you don't hear it, you're not well. He begins saying, Matthew 6 from verse 31.
Ngamogera nti tuliriachi, oba tulinywachi, oba tuliambalachi. Olwasa tumwebiri. Kubanga ebyo byonna mawanga byeganoonya. Kubanga kitamu ali mugulu amanyi nga mubyetaaga ebyo byonna.
Yes, we were to bring you.
Praise Jesus.
Atugamba nti newankubadde twetaaga.
He said, though we are in need,
twetaaga nga mawanga bwe geetaaga.
We need as people in the world need.
Twetaaga amamotoka, twetaaga amayumba
n'ebirige. We need cars, housings, and things like those. And he said we shouldn't live to a level. Our heart is consumed of those things. Then reach to worry and your heart begins to be affected.
It's
you, the temple of the living God.
You worried,
I don't know where you're pushing the spirit to go else. Even the gospel you feel desire, preach to you to where you're going to be doing business. Persuade you to claim it today. Don't want to believe God gives it to you tomorrow. But you have to persuade you that to get money. Tell you count the money now. You know you're consumed. You want me to tell you? If you hold the bundle of money, count the bundle of money. The child of God is taken up by that. You want you to reach till then. See, you are building a storied house now.
Gambe,
you say that's the first floor.
Second floor.
Do like this to the floor. Raise up your
floor.
And your costume.
Reach
a point you desire to be preached to that. And the temple of God, of course,
you
made it your business. You yourself are meant to be a temple of the Spirit of God. Gentiles look for them in all ways, the pagans. You too, your costume. You don't have time to seek
other
command. The verses you look for, I will be the head, not the tail. What I touch will be blessed. You give us double. Those scriptures consume the entire of you. The temple of the Holy Spirit. You made it all business.
Now,
Apostle Martin Luther, when he brought Protestantism, Charles, as you know all those things, spoken of in 1 Corinthians 13, those who were before you have, but when the fullness comes, the half is faced the
half.
This time we want to understand double. As we refuse this business, just as the command of God is in the synagogue, that was the channel temple of God. Since he built the 1 or 3 days moving in us,
he
said, let this business not consume us.
A
point every gospel we preach is in that. Just as you see this age, how they are moving. Did tell us begin to be lazy?
Yeah.
As you shouldn't be consumed. Another, we can speak this and they get lazy.
They refuse to work. God said business, not consumers. Mm-hmm.
Matayo sura ya mukaga olinyola 32.
Matthew 6:32.
Kubanga bebe nama wanga biganonya. Kubanga shitamu alimu gula manyinga mwete agebe byonna.
The problem is one. These
business
has not yet consumed us. The problem you forget. God knows that just as a pagan needs a stubborn
house,
you too you need it.
Just as
a pagan desires those Prados, the TX. He knows you too you need it.
But
our problem is one. We reach the point we look like pagans. We seek things for that issue you are consumed.
Those
fasted for a
light
for living and righteousness. But you fasted till you build a story house.
Have
God consumed good business in yourself. Those things are in this salvation. Fell in the 1906. Majorly fall at the climax in 2000. Besides that, stand in the synagogue, even the one preaching, pushed in reaching that extreme business,
even
reached to claim another scar to claim it.
No,
feel the grief of that car.
Is
it too much? God touched that house to claim it. Someone sitting on their beds. God is to me, you give a house of three rooms. They are complaining.
Pagans
have stored housing.
He
knows you too, you need them. But the problem
is, ashamed
of them, he has no way to give them to you. The love of things and money is the root of all evil. Let that temple.
He's
with you, that Apostle
Martin,
understood what he understood, and he protested. Against the
government.
Time God gives us a chance to hear the double temple to get the fullness.
Yokane sura ya Matayo sura ya mukaga olinyola 33.
Matthew 6:33.
Naye musoke munoonye obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu bwe. Era ebyo byonna muli byongerwako.
N'agamba naye bannange.
This is prayer.
Ensongeri emu muli yeekaalu ya.
Reason I know you're my temple.
Yeekaalu y'omwoyo.
Temple of my spirit.
Saagala mumalibwewo na muguzi.
Don't want to be consumed of business.
Ng'abamawanga.
As the pagan.
Tebeera kamisana na kino terikwebaka.
Day and night.
Business,
they wake up in it.
No
time of seeking the kingdom of righteousness. Find a born again, they don't even know what the kingdom of God is. When you ask them, they claim, which do we seek?
The kingdom?
What you seek, which we don't, you don't know. Even the righteous. They clothe a miniskirt, they look like a demon. Look at the boys in the
church.
They are all Rastafarians.
And
the pastor is clothed in one arm. He's preaching to a female pastor.
They are
clothing the armless, one arm, preaching.
You see,
the entire world is that hate.
You think
that is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God?
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
I
want one thing, you as my church. Be holy just as I'm holy. That holy place shouldn't be not failing to exist.
Saying
all the things I know,
the
best clothing, those we need them, those best houses are meant to be for us.
When
compare with the city they built for us in heaven,
what the
so glorified. Why don't I give the things like those?
Yes, we have a
praise,
Jesus.
The problem he wants us to get out of.
Enter
business, consume your entire heart. You make the temple of God to be of business.
And though you're
walking, you
say,
where I stand, I take
it.
Even what is not yours. Scriptures to fix, to fit in what you want.
Joshua, Joshua
chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. Some of you don't even know where the scripture is. God said, where we set our feet, we take that place. Joshua chapter
1,
verse 3 to 5. Everywhere you step, you'll take the place.
Passing
this river Ephraim, through the mountains, on the mountains,
even
in the deserts. He demarcated where they have to eat. Even eating up the deserts, you are on the mountain top. Snatch what's not yours, you get from there and you fall down. You are in the swamps moving because of greed.
They tell
you the river, you moved into the river. Those are the problems of this world. You are greedy. You reach it to get progress because of the
greed.
Go soil from the land of your neighbor that God told you
you God
the prophets told you gather soil from your land,
land.
You claim it as I have collected the soil from this land. Forgive us, but
in the
temple they just
did,
that is the synagogue.
It is
the temple which was restored. Believed to be the temples of the Spirit of God. We were just out of business from us.
Don't
ask you focus on the kingdom of God. What feels?
Don't you make a business,
don't go. Commit the business to you.
I want to
understand, know you. Angels help customers to come.
What
my heart be taken up by the business?
Amen.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
But to go back and no more, but
when you said today, I'm going to say, the money I've made today is not enough. I will not go for fellowship. I have to first reach
the
although we bring 3 million.
They don't go to the
church.
I
will not get from here, not going for fellowship. Now, my brother, let's accept to ease our lives. Though we brought in the
situation
which arose in
1517,
the Protestant, God brought the reason of selling things which moved in the Catholics,
and
Islam which had spread everywhere.
The
protested the temple of God is not like that.
The
synagogue, together with us,
your
temple built of 3 days.
May
God help us be lightened to the measure
of Christ
Jesus our Master.
When
he speaks of us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, he tells us this.
Verse
Corinthians 3, verse 16.
Temumanyi nga muli yekalu ya Katonda, erango moyo gwa Katonda abera mumwe. Olunyolo 17. Omuntu yena wazikirizanga yekalu ya Katonda. Katonda ali muzikirizo oyo.
Kakati.
Now, you become a temple of God built in 3 days.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
If you
are ready now, your death is destroying it.
When he
will touch that, your spirit, it too, he will destroy it. Don't feel business in your heart.
Preaching
is there, here the financial gospel. When they tell you the gospel of righteousness, you don't
know.
What have you preached today? Don't preach the other things.
Oh, business.
And now the anointing
of today. Millions
coming to them.
They
put business in you.
Don't show you what
God, I want it to be like
this. Because
them two are consumed like that.
The temple is filled with
business.
We too, God has set us to wrap
up whips to take it out of the temple. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now,
our future's business far out of our hearts.
Let's
make the whip and the rod of grace and that of unity. And we whip business out of the hearts. And it remains in the shop.
It
remains where you work from.
Remain
a temple of the Spirit of God.
Remain a
church and business never consumed you. And then
you'll
be a holy church.
You are
gathering, what will my children inherit?
And
living up not left inheritance. If you just, after you've left, and they will sell all. The truth would have been that, Lord,
me
prepare for these children.
You
help me not. Help me that they don't destroy them after I've left.
Now
we have questions which entered in us which are not right.
Things
have come for God has been fighting this
question
that they don't consume his house.
Just as they
had consumed the shadow temple
and
there are many religions moving like that.
Yet,
even many children of God
was
meant to be a temple of God.
Not
meant to have spot
but ring.
Being consumed there. Temple of God is
no more.
Where there's
the business again, it is
of God is to sit there, is consumed different businesses.
No more to be almost
rid of things of this world.
And
you became an enemy of God almost. When
he
speaks in the first John chapter 2,
verse
14 to down, he says this. First John chapter 2 from verse 14.
Mbawani kidemwe abakade. Barua yukana isoke sura ya kubiru nyiru wa kuminanya.
First John chapter 2 verse 15.
Barua yukana isoke sura ya kubiru nyiru wa kuminatano. Temuagala ngansine wakuba David Munsi. Omuntu yenabu ayagala ensi. Okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuba mu ye.
Yes, you have to praise Jesus.
Temwagala ngansi.
Do not love the world.
Newankubadde.
And the things within it.
Wango omuntu yinabwa ayagala ngansi.
No one loves the world.
Okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuli mu ye.
The love of the Father is not in them.
Ensi weri.
The world is there.
Mulimu ebirimu okuyanja.
There are plenty of things in it.
Mazima, lwaki tekulinako byagala.
The truth is, why shouldn't we love them?
That
the love of the Father ceases to be in
us. But you
think, what is the love of the Father?
God
loves all people to be saved.
And
to reach into knowing all truth.
He loves
those who love him and those who diligently seek him.
If
they seek in his book and they search for him, Because of the love of this world and the business in us, and all peace in the world, after they have consumed you, no more can fulfill the love of God. Totally get saved to reaching knowing all truth.
For
you cease to have time, no more have time to seek understanding.
Because
the gospel you want to hear,
I
must tell you, you have put
business.
10 million. Tomorrow, you're going to be 30. But where is the 30 million you're going to use?
But
God corrupted in that head. What they tell is not there, but because you're corrupted. You finish the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Church, you became another thing. You were consumed of the world. Even reach on the clock on the road. It is time for 30 minutes to look at it.
30 minutes,
you're looking at the clothing. That is meant to be your clothing. Look at those dolls clothing them. You
woman,
you're standing looking at it.
Pass you
observing
the kingdom.
Your clothing has taken your understanding.
Your
fellow woman
passes
you. Clothing and you look at the shoe.
No, that
and you sleep thinking of it. When the husband comes, you tell him,
don't worry, I'm going to go to the
house.
You
have never bought you a shoe. The man comes back when he's
wrong.
He's mad on the way, on the road. He feels his spirit is taken up of it.
Ask
them, they are barking at them.
It's
you brought poverty.
You eat
every time.
You
fail me to buy a car I've seen on the roads. Let's finish verse 16.
First
John chapter 2, verse 16.
Kubanga buli ekiri mu nsi okwegomba okwo kwa mubiri n'okwegomba kwa maso n'okwegulumiza okw'obulamu okutaliimu.
You see those things.
We come kwa maso.
Is the last not the eyes? Let's repeat and we hear.
First
John chapter 2 verse 16.
Kubanga buli ekiri mu nsi okwegomba okwo okwegomba okw'omubiri n'okwegomba okw'amaaso n'okwegulumiza kw'obulamu tekuliimu okutaliimu tebiva eri kitaffe naye biva eri ensi. Olw'ekumi n'omusanvu era ensi eggwawo n'okwegomba kwayo naye akola Katonda by'ayagala abeerera emirembe egitaggwaawo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tetuganye.
We've not refused.
Tetugwetaaga.
That we are in the bodies that need.
Amaaso gaagala ebintu
bingi. I see many things.
Oyagala olumu ebitiibwa bikujjule.
Sometimes we want us to fill you.
Bakuyita Inspector General Prophet.
They call you Inspector General Prophet.
The most like Reverend.
The most like Reverend. All the honors. When church reached in that, that is the business which consumed it.
Want
them to rank you a pastor, you are worth of $1 billion. You are consumed of that. When you're preaching, we see you're consumed of that.
No
portion that the temple of the Holy Spirit that is
in you.
You still renew the spirit of Satan that is of business.
You
followed the number
666.
Without money, you cannot survive and live. You find a pastor preaching things like that. We shall not live without money. The Bible says, man does not live by the word. How dare you argue with that
word?
The word is what commanded all to be made. That thing they make out of which money? The word is what commanded all to be. The papers, the chemicals, the papers, the chemicals, 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 the chemic ebintu byonna biriggwaawo naye ekigambo kyano tekiriggwaawo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So mukanyumira ako mbadde nkuyitiramu.
Now I'll try to pass through for you.
Kubanga ekizibu ekyajjawo.
But the problem which came.
Abakunganyanga sente ziri zetuwogeramu.
People who gathered the money we spoke of.
Nga balese emwebe kumi n'ebiweebwayo babifudde byabwe.
These offerings they claimed to be theirs.
Ne bakomawo ne bakola obuguzi bwe.
And they came back with business.
Basobole mbu okufunamu ezo zimba
ekkanisa. Get money to build the church.
Ate nabo baali bakyamu nnyo.
Them two were very wrong.
Kubanga baazimbanga bizimbe kukola bitiibwa.
They rather built buildings to make names for themselves. But they did bring to do as acts
poor.
Building the church of the saints, the new church. Where each was given as the need was. And they rather went to build the buildings. Those things I hated them long time. Because they have moved for a long time. And when acts of the apostles got destroyed,
the
fighting salvation to face out,
and
Catholicism manifested.
Those
who built the church and they were the saints, it never appeared again.
They began
to build buildings as church. When Protestantism came, that which had come restored us to the foundation, failed taking us to build buildings at the church, and they ignored the church of the saints. We get the chance in the 1800s. God raises salvation. We go back, build ourselves as church. In 1900, they beat us down. Buildings competition of buildings. The powerful church. They build the cathedral. And they abandoned the church. New church they abandoned. Began to scatter in the world. And they brought
in
the gospel business. Extreme business. As the spirit of Satan is.
Kubanga Bible bwe yogera ku Satan.
The Bible speaks of Satan.
Ezekiel 28.
Ezekiel 28.
Ndi yali musubuzi.
That is a merchant.
Era enjiri eno gye muwulira etambula ey'obuguzi.
Musubuzi. This you hear of.
Omusajja anyola ekyawa.
The man twists the scripture to fit into business and finances.
Njiri emalira.
The gospel ends in that. Where church is.
Bible egamba tamisewe kisoka sura ya
mukama. Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6. From verse 3. And it says this.
First
Timothy chapter 6 from verse 3.
Omuntu yenna bw'ayigirizanga obulala, so nga takkiriza bigambo bya bulamu bye bya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo, n'okuyigiriza okugobereranga okutya Katonda. Olunyo olwokuna, nga yeekulumbaza, nga taliiko ky'ategeera, wabula okukalambiza obukalambiza empaka. Nentale zebi gambo.
You hear very well.
Omuntu yenna.
Any person.
Wageza nagano kulira okuyigiriza.
If they refuse to teach.
Ebigambo ebyobulamu.
The words of life.
Ebyabo kama waffe.
Those are of the Lord Jesus.
Ebyo okutya Katonda.
And those of fearing of God.
Akalambiza bukalambiza mpaka n'ebigambo ebitali.
They are in two words which are useless.
Bonna abakola obusubuzi madini gabwe gawulira
mu. Those who do business in their religions, like we hear them in the world.
Nabo abaleese obusubuzi mu kanisa mu baana ba
Katonda
nga babuulira njiri eyokukokwegomba
okuzimu abo
bonna baava ku bigambo ebyobulamu ebya
mukamamu
kiseera kino
tuyita
mwenna abaana ba Katonda
abaagala
ebigambo ebyobulamu okutegekebwa obulungi ng'ekkanisa
talina
bbala newankubadde
olufugiro
era ne bw'oba oyambudde omubiri leero nga tonaba kudda
osiŋŋaanibwe
ng'ogwanidde era ng'osaanidde mu linnya lya mukama
waffe
ayongera mutemiseewo n'agamba
timuseewo ekisooka essula ya mukaaga olunyiriri olw'okuna nga yeekulumbaza nga taliko kyategeera wabula okukalambiza obukalambiza empaka n'entalo ez'ebigambo omuva obujja okuyomba okuvuma okuleeta obubi olunyolwokutaano okukaayana kw'abantu abaayonooneka amagezi
babeera boonoonefu
baayonooneka amagezi
timusewa ekisooka essula ya mukaaga olunyolwokutaano okukaayana kw'abantu abaayonooneka amagezi abagibwako amazima nga balowooza ng'okutya katonda kwe kufuna amagoba amangi
owulidde engeri gye baatuukamu n'embeera eyo ne batuuka ga kakati ggwe obeera mutukuvu bw'obeera
n'ebintu
era nkubuulire ekiriwo kati kyekyasooka edda obukuzi mu kkanisa
mukama
waffe yesu bwe yajja alwanisa n'atuka okutuma omutuma ono matiluza okwongera okulwanisa ekintu kyekimu ebintu byemu bize bikomawo kwegamba nga bw'oba tolina bintu olabira ddala nga tolokokanga era ne mukama nga
takuviirangayonga
wajjula ennaku y'ebyenfuna obaolowooza okuba nabyo
kwekoja
abaana bakatonda ne bakalangibwa obwavu ng'alinganga atamanyi
byekwetaaga
naye nga wakyamizibwa yeekaalu n'ogijjusaamu okwegomba kw'ensi eno
n'otuuka
n'okulowooza nti atalina mmotoka talina katonda n'otuuka okulowooza atannazimba nnyumba
ngu
talina katonda era olumala ogizimba n'ogamba katonda yanviiridde agamba ono omwana yaggwawo obusuubuzi bwajjula omutima gwe gwonna yafubutula omwoyo omutukuvu
wabweru
ekyobugagga ekisinga obugagga
bwonna
bayibuli yatuuka n'egambaunaakuweewa ekirabo ye mwoyo omutukuvu kubanga twali tetulina kyakumuguza kyabuguza ekikyasinze kirimu amagezi ag'omuwendo
omungi
kirimu okutegeera
n'okuteesa
amaanyi n'okumanya
okukyasinze
okutya katonda
ye
mwoyo wa mukama
yesu
yeebazibwe
n'otuuka
omusindiikiriza n'afuluma mu
yeekaali
afubutuka mu ggwe n'agamba omwana bannange asusse
okwegomba
yeekaalu yonna ajjuzaamu bifaananyi by'amamotoka omanye agafaananyi g'otimbye mu
mutimemulimu
ennyumba oba mumeka naye zonna wazeegomba
ati
ekituufu tetumanyi oyagala eriwa ne katonda wamulemesa okuwaako entuufu gy'anaakuwa kubanga olinamu nga kkumi zonna wazeegomba buli mmotoka ejja ku mulembe gy'oyagala naye neeri togisambulangamu
tewasooka okulaba
kati zisimbye mu mutima emmotoka nga kkumi zonna ozaagala era bw'oba obalula ddiiru olina w'obalulira n'oga naye ddiiru eno singa ebalula
n'entuukiriza
ku bigendererwa byaebanna naye nga tobuuzizayo mukama afuniramu
wa
Ubanga bwayogera mu Peter ekyokubiri esula esooka
n'okusatu. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Nti obuyinza bw'obwa Katonda butuwa bye twetaaga
mu bulamu bwono. The power of God gives us what we need in life.
Ne mu kumuweereza.
In serving him.
Ne mu kwongera omumutegeerera
ddala. Moving on to understanding. N'okumanya
ebyobusika eby'obukulu.
Knowing the inheritance of heaven.
Naye bw'akutunuuliramu.
When he looks at you.
Business yona agyongeramu ku
ssente. And he puts more money in your business.
Oyinza okubanga tokyalina budde.
You may have no time more.
Bira bukubizika simwalo. Make
a phone call or
otume. Apostle. Ekimwe ky'ekkumi kiikyo.
The tithe is coming.
Ngenze mu
I want to Japan now to bring my cars. You know these cars, those who buy them are many.
If
that small business fails you to come, that the customers are many.
Ekimu eky'ekkumi sitebo nyabo osinzireyo
n'osimba.
Mbadde mvuga wano
omwana asindika ekimu ekyekumi
tokyayina na budde bukisindikatoyagala nakiteekamu mukono
kyonga
Katonda agambye muleete ekimu ekyekumi
n'ebyobwayo
oyagala kiyiseera mu mulala mulimu ne gw'osinga nga yatumye bulaaza we kintwalireko omanyire
obusubuzi.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Omanyoli mchigambo chiri busy.
You know that word busy.
Being under Satan is you.
Okubeda once which call you just Satan.
Yes, we have a
praise, praise Jesus.
Na yomanyi chichitegezo kugobo bukuzi kuyeta.
What it means to pursue.
Obukuzi no obukobo
bufukutu. To chase business out of the
temple. Kumusingo okora.
And you remain working.
Sende ziki anayika teziri mumotima.
Coming but it's not in the heart.
Bango watuka noteekako n'abakozi naye nabo obali bubi ku bamba abakozi
leka workers but you're too much on them.
Obali ku taya wali
you are too much on them.
Kisobodde genda kukungaana abaana bano leero ssente nabyo bayingiza nyingi bayinza
zippa.
Tokiriza namwe omutukuvu nti asobola oba kukwatirako ne bamalayika ne batazibba wabula oyagala teekawo
obukuumiibu
otabusa omutima
guweddewo
ofubutudde omwoyo
omutukuvu
weyayogerako mu Yokaana 14:15-20
gy'anaabeeranga mu ffe
laba biwajjuzajjuza mu yeekaalu y'omwoyo
omutukuvu. Let's finish these verses.
Timoseo, ekisoke sura ya mukaga, olinyoro musamu.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7.
Kubanga tetwale tachintu munsi. Kubanga tetuinza kujamu chintu.
People
don't want to believe this scripture.
If
you tell them we brought nothing on the world, we shall go back with nothing. And they say it means, you say we shall not work. I say, whoever never works will not eat. Don't refuse you working. They have refused to enter in you that you brought nothing.
And
they are to use for this life and in serving God.
So don't
enter them in your heart.
Sikoze linya kumsi.
Not made the name of the world.
Leba forende rugudo leba rutobe linya lya.
Let me a name named after me.
Sina kalina jenzibe nendeka ho. Omutume Ronald Hope House
and I write
Money Plaza.
Ronald Hope Plaza.
Va uto tawana.
Don't waste your time.
Oh, because you want to because takasa ngotuke wa
prove you reach home.
What I believe is
if your heart is
in
the treasures of heaven, you know
they are
best
things.
These things of the world, you just see them in the world.
Let's
just use for life and serving God.
Let's
see
if you get
how many billions. How many houses? Don't enter them in your heart. Just look at them. Just look there for using in life. Don't sleep
worrying.
Maybe they are still in the cars.
Timoseo ekisoke sura ya mukaga olinyolo olomunana.
1 Timothy 6 verses 8.
Naye bwe tuba n'emmere n'ebyokwambala ebyo binaatumalanga.
Mukama nedda.
God, no.
Difficult
scripture, I don't believe it. If we have food and clothing, and there will be enough for us.
Lord, Lord,
yet it's not you, it's not revealed. When you have eating are many. There are those of the eyes watching the television. There are those of the ears hearing. I want to hear, listen to the radio. There are those of the tongue and of the stomach. Drinkings are like those.
Drinking,
there's no cigarette, and alcohol is not involved here. Eatings of
others.
Don't just eat everywhere you find.
You
have one woman and one man. Eatings of other parts.
I've
spoken them in a language like that. Don't go upon every saucepan you go in it. Eatings of the feet. It begins to complain. Me, I'm not clothing a shoe. You clothe a shirt and come, okay, alone and come. Or you clothe your blouse and come alone with it. Broad things and things to eat. If you have what to eat and to drink, you have clothes and it's a house. You clothe
where
you suit, sleep outside, see whether you'll be comfortable. Even that is a cloth.
It's
the eating of the entire body.
If
you make it sleep on the floor, you will see. In the morning, it will complain. And the pains all over the body. Understood them and you think the scripture is weak.
First Timothy 6:9.
What
should we do? They say we shouldn't get desiring to get rich. Our riches in heaven. There's no riches in
this world.
We just get what we need in life and something.
That's why
no one on the world gets rich and they sell out and they don't get it. They don't get rich. Precious where things
are.
If you want to prove your
God's
group, you enter heaven.
No
matter how much you get them, no one gets rich.
Them
use them for life and serving God. And no matter how much they
are,
when you get from the body, when we give you coins, you don't go with them. What you wait, a dead body. A dead body dying.
Been
having riches of the world.
And
not just God.
This
car of yours, go with it.
Okay,
don't forget coin dead body. Go with your gold. No one gets rich from this world. Don't you desire to get rich? It's hard here on the world. We just get
what
we need for life and serving God.
The Bible
says the rich of this age.
All
of us not rich, you are a poor person.
That they are
rich of this age. The next we don't know.
nebakudalira muli bagagga
you are riches of this age
naye tomalibwangawo
but don't be consumer of
banga bagala okufuba mu bagagga wale tekisoboka
possible. Moving on, you're getting finished. Pastors, we have finished in that aspect.
Gathered
money 45 years. Still,
they
are not yet tired. It's impossible to get tired. Even though Bill gets a year off.
They are
looking for money, they are not yet rich.
Though
you get
the things
that you packed, just look at them.
King
Solomon got all his saints.
They are
all meaningless under the sun.
They
are all meaningless.
Everything
which is called riches in government.
Everything
he thought and desired
ended
and he reached the climax.
And they
told him, we are taking you, but you're taking nothing.
He told him,
major thing which was in here was to eat and drink.
And
woman of your youth,
it's what was
those are the only profits you get under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All you desire in financial gospels.